A lot of students can't afford to go to a state school like this, but they go to community colleges. And in the world of education, that role that community colleges are playing is very important.
It can be, sure. A lot of the times, that's access. Many times, students don't know how important high school is.
Yeah.
They haven't figured out that that will determine which college they can go to. So they are much more interested in other things until they reach that level of maturity and say, oh, that was an important time. Some will get a second chance to go to a community college and be able to academically prove themselves. Sometimes it's a financial question. People like me, I need to stay close to home because I had to help put food on the table.
Yeah.
I had to keep my expenses down. I had to live at home. That limited my choices. There are lots of people like me in the world, regardless of their academic qualifications, need to be in an affordable place or a place where they can get a second chance to prove their academic ability. Those other universities provide a lot of opportunity for that.
Yeah. So you're 65.
Yes.
Many Americans plan to retire at 65. You're just beginning a major undertaking.
I am.
This thought about retiring at 65, you never thought you'd do that. You said you failed at retiring, and you just can't imagine yourself doing that. And here you are taking on this major job at 65.
Well, my wife was asking me why we're doing this, because we were planning to spend a lot of time with our grandkids. We didn't move to be where the home of University of Texas is. It happened to be where two out of our three daughters live and two out of our four grandkids. We wanted to be home when the grandkids could come visit us after school. What I explained to my wife is we just took on a much bigger family.
Right.
Much bigger family. And so we have different kids popping in after school over here at the Boyd House.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a much better chance my grandkids are going to be Sooners when they grow up.
Right.
Which is pretty important to their grandpa.
Your accomplishments, there are many of them. Is there any one or two that you're the most proud of?
No, for this reason. And this is an important part of why I do the university work like I do, and a different style that I'll have than some of the prior presidents. The first day we were here, we had marching bands and cheerleaders and all these people saying thank you and congratulations, governors, and they even had a police escort from Norman to Oklahoma City for the next speech. I had no idea that that was going to happen. I would have worked harder on my speech if I would have known that this was going to happen like that. At the end of it, my very smart wife, who put me through school instead of going to school herself, in her own special way said, Jim, who was president of the University of Oklahoma when you were here? Had one of those moments, and it wasn't a senior moment. It was a very honest answer of, I don't know. Because it wasn't important to me. It wasn't important to me. But if you would have asked me, Jim, who are the most influential professors, members of the faculty that you had while you're here, very quickly I would have said, oh, Professor Kuntz or Professor Nichols at University of Colorado Springs. I would always remember those people who had a massive impact on my life later, not who the president of the university was. She asked me that question for a very, very important reason. Just like when you're CEO of the company, if you're going to be successful taking over a bankrupt company, one person can't fix that. And it's not about you as a CEO. And if you're working in a massive company like ConocoPhillips, people might know your name because you're the guy on Wall Street who gets a lot of the credit, and a lot of the people there always talk about the CEO and not the company. Those of us who have had success in life, the people who really understand the success know that you're one cog in a great big gear. And if I'm successful here, you won't remember my name.
They'll remember their professors.
They'll remember the professors. And it'll be financially stable. It'll be a growth engine of the state of Oklahoma. It'll be those faculty members who caused that to happen, not the university president. A lot of times people think of businesses and universities like pyramids with the president at the top. Really, really successful organizations flip that upside down, and I'm support staff. I get to have the title and the honor of being president. I get to be the mouthpiece for the organization from time to time to tell the great stories of other people. But even like today, when I'm telling you stories about my past, a great father, a great mother, great opportunities working with great people, achieving pretty significant things. But it would take us days and days and days to list the people that were there that caused that to happen, yeah, shoulder to shoulder with me.
Right.
So we get to be storytellers of other people's wonderful accomplishments, and I'm support staff at the University of Oklahoma.